says, Tana Didan, what does the Tana Baal Mishnah hold? Tana Didan, so while Kivon the Yisdorik Allah Dam, as soon as the brought of one korban, they made the dam of one korban, is Liyalta Shal Yabachamra. Our Tana holds that right away she's mutter to drink wine. As long as they brought one korban for her, that alone is matter to drink wine. For a man of her, that's the nivel, therefore there's no nivel, there's nothing wrong with her. So therefore, since the Zira stopped already, she's allowed to drink wine now, therefore the husband cannot be made for the neder. For Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds though, our filu ishtachtis behema. Even if they only made a shrita on the behema and the yachal hafer, the husband cannot be made for the neder. Why? So the Gemara says, Mishum hefsid kodeshim. Because there's a hefsid of kodeshim. That Tosa says, Shim yefalo kodem zrika for shuba and it's rikhla kabbanas alalu. For Yosel is Ragdam, because if they're going to make the, if it will be made for the nether, so then they can't do anything with the dam anymore. So the behemah, you're ruining the behemah. Therefore, there's a hefsid kodeshim. Therefore, we say when you made the shechit already, not to ruin this korban, the husband has no right to be made for the nether. Shem hefsid kodeshim. All right.
Turn over. Continue on the other side.
So this Gemara says, Maskiv lo Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira was the kasha like this. V'yamai, Roy, what's wrong here? Lizrog domom shalom lishmon. V'yate basav achila. What's wrong here? Even if you, what happened here? They were mafresh this korban, and they made a shechita. So what do you tell me if the husband will be made for it, like you don't need it anymore? So here's the kasha, but you're not going to ruin the kachem itself. The answer is, make his rikas dam shalom lishmon. They make the Zerika not Meshane the Nazir. So therefore the Rocha is the Yata Basav Achila. Like Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Kivsei Atzeres. If you have the Kabbonah that you're supposed to bring on Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres. Sheshochtan Shlomishmon, that they made the Shechita not with the right intentions, but with the wrong Kabbonah for another Korban. Or Sheshochtan Lefnei Zmanim, that they shechted it too early. Or Liachazmanim too late. It is Adam Yizrak. The Lachar is the korban could still be brought. It's Adam Yizrak. You should make this week of Adam. For Yabos Yechol. And you're allowed to eat it. In other words, the korban could still be brought. Even though the owner does not get his kapor, it's not done, the Shein Chayvon, but our korban and the korban is kosher. So why should there be a hefsid kachem over here? The answer is to shecht it now for another Shein, and therefore you're allowed to. That's why it says, the Chivon, the Hefer law, the Yain, the Red, the Zero, Shuvah, and Oimdim, the Shemon, the Afilu Yizrach, Dom, and Stam, Kisherim, the Stam, and Shlom, the Shemon, Kaimi. That's the most kasher is. But what are you telling me now, after you made the Shechita, if the husband would be made for the Nether, that she's not going to be in the Zero anymore? You're going to tell me now, this is why? Once she does not need her Kabonis, so the animal is not Oimdim anymore for a carbon of a Nazir. So then all, you should do the rest of the avoidance. It's like Don Shalom Lishmon, that the Loch is the Kodesh. You let him do the avoidance. So it's not called the Hefsid Kodeshim. So what's wrong? You let the husband be made for the neighbor. Fighter Vim Hoysa Shabbos, Lo Yitzhak Kodesh Shabbos, and if I'm going to get into the Zrika. The Imzara Kurtzo, the Hashem Vim Hoysa, but he didn't make the Zrika, even though he didn't have Zrika, the carbon was brought, and therefore you allowed to burn the emurim even at night time. So then the kasher is over here. What are we afraid about? That has the shita. The husband cannot be mefer. Why not? Even if he's mefer, nothing could go wrong with the carbon. The carbon is still used. You must say it depends. Shachat oyma oishlamim hachinami. If we're talking about the nozis carbon of a carbon oyma or carbon shlamim, then you think it's true. But that's the first mission in Zvachim, that kol ha-Zvachim she-nizbechu shlom l'shmon is k'sherim. By regular kabbonis, even though the shechita or the zrika was done shlom l'shmon, the korban is still kosher. Here also, if it would have been an oyma or a shlomim, you're right. The answer is to shecht it now, do the rest of the avodah shlom l'shmon, and the name is kosher. And the hocha b'mayafkin, you know what we're talking about over here, because the Mishnah is talking about the Kiva, for going she-shachat chatis b'resha. That they shechted, they made the shechita on the korban chattis first. And that's for the Tanan. Like we learned, in Gilech Avachas Mishloshtun Yotza, any korban that was brought first is good b'di'evit. So we're talking about now that they brought the korban katan first. Here is good what the Mishnah says to Kiva. After they made the shechita, the husband now cannot be made for this neder. Because if the husband will be made for the neder, then the nezirus, so then this chatis will go to vain. Because the chatis, that's different. The first Mishnah Zvachim says that chutz min achatis, that a chatis was nizrak, shochat, shalom is shemon is posel. Therefore here, this chatis will go to misa. So therefore we tell the husband that if they already made the shechita on the korban chatis, not to have to ruin this chatis, we tell the husband he can't be made for the neder. Then the Mishnah says, the neder in the moon, but the galachas tyra. And with the galachas tumo, yafir. And the smallest portion, it says, with neshi yachol oima, he yafir b'yishim nevelis. Yeah. That means if it's a nezirus of tumeya, so she still has to remain the nazir for another 30 days, the husband says he can't take that, so he has a right to be made for it. Rabbi Meir, and the Meir says, I feel about the galachas tyra. The Meir says, no. Even if she's finishing up now her regular nazirus of 30 days, still yofer, b'vnei sheyochol loy meyev shebishim galachas. Even if they already brought her karbonos, still the husband has a right to be made for the neder. He could take off the nazirus. What has he gained by taking off the nazirus? She already finished the 30 days, and they already brought her karbonos already, but still she has a mitzvah to galachas, cutting off her hair. And the husband has a right to say, I don't want to have a bird wife. So therefore, he has a right to say, I want to stop this Nazirus. He can be made for the Nazirus. Fred the Gemara about Tanakama, what's the Tanakama? It's a good Svara. Why does the Tanakama hold that once she's muted to drink wine, the husband can't stop the nether anymore? I have a chumri contend, he doesn't want a bird wife. Or Malach, the Tanakama says, no. Ef should have paid a Nochrius. She could put a shaitel on. Even though she has to take a haircut, to let her put on a payah hair of a Nochrius or somebody else. So after she takes the bird haircut, she can put other hair on. So maybe she won't be maneuver. For the Meir said, the Meir holds no, the Teya Nochris, Aydi Bizuama Lenichalei. Husband doesn't like it. Since it's a Teya of different person's hair, a Teya of a Nochris, it doesn't smell, the husband doesn't like it. So therefore the husband has a right to say, he doesn't want his wife to take a bird haircut. So therefore, if the husband has a right to stop the Nazirus, he could stop it. So even though they already brought the Karbonis, that the Nazirus stopped, the Issa Yain stopped, she could drink wine, but they just stopped it, the haircut, that the husband still has the right to stop it. So the Mishnah. But the Rochel of Isaac is like the Tanakama, that it is not called, the Rochel of Tanakama, that it is not called an Inui. That since the Maestah, she could put on a Payas Nochris, a Shaitel, therefore the husband doesn't have a Taina. Now once he's mitzvah to drink wine, then the husband cannot be made for the neder anymore. So the Mishnah. Ha'ish ma'diras b'noi b'nozir. There's a new halacha that a husband, a father, has a right to give the kabbal naziris for a son. Shayyami could say, yehei b'ni nozir. V'yascha minyan ayam miyad. Ha'afilu reina ben yodei yeshavu v'diroi b'nozir. That even though the son doesn't know about it, as soon as the father says it, it's chalad din naziris on the son. Yeah. So his next shot is inami, the madre b'nai b'nozer means she tzavu le b'nai shiyem hareni nozer. That the father has to watch over the son and tell the son, say hareni nozer. That's the halacha. A father could be madre his son to make him into a nozer, but v'yeinu isha madre says b'nai b'nozer. But the mother, she cannot do it. She cannot make her son become a nozer. Kate said, what's the halacha about this type of nozerus? That the halacha we have before already, that the son could be meichel, he could say he doesn't want to be anymore. So therefore, girach, let's say the son took a haircut in the middle of the nazirus, or she gechul kroivov, or else the mishpacha, the kroivim, gave the son a haircut, or else micha, the son himself spoke up and said, I don't want to be a nazir, or she michul kroivov, or the kroivim spoke up and said, we don't want to be a nazir, or else so in these cases, taka, then the nazirus goes away, nazirus is bottled. What about hoysaloi behema mefreshes? So there was a behema set aside mefreshes. In a case like this, that's where the father set aside the behemas for the son's nazirus, and then they were meichah. They took away the son's nazirus. So halacha is achatis tomus, that since the behema was mefreshes, explained already which one's for chatis, So the one that was set aside for a chatas has to die. V'yoyle takre, v'yoyle shlomim yakir shlomim. V'yacholom v'yoy mechot. Even though the nazirus falls away, like they were moicha, but that's the halacha, since it was first set aside for these kabbonis, it still brought the teras shlomim of a nazir that's only eaten one day. But v'yoyle tunim lechem. On this carbon shlomim, you don't have to bring a lechem. Since the mice of the sun is not a nazir anymore, there was a micha, they disagreed with it, so therefore there's not a real nazirus here. Therefore, lechem you don't have to bring. So if the kol mishlamim you bring, and you have to eat it within one day, like a shalmei nozim. Hoyoloi moyis tumim. Let's say the father only set aside money for his son's kabonis. And it was tumim, they didn't say what for what. Is he tumim nadava? That's the lochel mashim sin that we had before. For any time you have money tumim that's not used for the kabonis, it's yitlul nadava. What about moyis mefurashim? Let's say the father set aside money, but he explained clearly for what purpose the money is for. Then that's the halacha that the mei chatas yechul yamanelech and lenenav leimaylim. There's no hanor and there's no mila from it. The mei chatas, since it's only money, there's no mila on it. It's not only to make hakrova from it. There's no mila. Mashen came the mei oila yaviyola or maylim behem. And right now there's nisa mila from this money, because since this money is only to buy a korban and be makir of that korban, so it's only to have a kedusha saguf on it. So right now there's nisa mila upon the money to mei shlomim. The money that was set aside for korban shlomim, yaviyu shlomim, bring a korban shlomim from it. V'necholim liyemechod, and this shlomim is only eaten one day. But again, v'yena tun lechem, you don't have to bring lechem. That since the son is not a nazir anymore, there's no kapi hanazir lechem. You don't have to. But these kabbonis are still brought. Well, it says ish in avlish loy. The mishnah is only a man, not a lady. My timer, v'yechonama halachi benazir. That's halachi l'mashim sinai. That a father has the right to make a son a nazir, and not the mother. The mother has no right. Yeah. All right, stop here.
You holding daf chuf tes amud aleph. Just last Gemara we had a machlokes. That the Mishnah said a chiddush that a father could be maderes b'noi b'nozir. V'yein isha maderes. That only the father could be, make a kabbalah and zeros for a son and not the mother. So Gemara said that ish in avalisha loy my taima. Rav Yechonon ma halochi b'nozir.